there's something part of the Western culture that's extremely popular. Alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, recreational drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, all sorts of mind-altering substances are out there. And it's just part of our culture now. It's not something that we have to go very far to find it. It's everywhere. And many people are deeply addicted. They don't even know it. Most people are addicted and don't even know it. Okay, it's a big assumption right there that most people are in some form of addiction. And yet, I dare you to take a poll, to go out there and really ask people to be honest with themselves and see if they can give up whatever substance for 90 days and see if they go through any sort of withdrawal. Okay? There's all sorts of addictions out there. And the substance addiction is something that it's quite accepted in the Western world and in the Eastern world as well. You know that the world is sort of divided, right, into the Western mindset, which is more about the materialism aspects of let's get more, let's do things in the material world. And then there's the Eastern world that has tended to be in the past about the spiritual, the inner world, the non-material. And yet, it seems like they're switching sides to some degree, or blending the last 100 years or so. So, anyway, it's beside the point. The point is that there is a massive amount of abuse going on. Why? Why is this happening? Why are people reaching outside of themselves for some form of whatever, it's relief or entertainment or to numb something out, a pain? Maybe it's just a habit that they feel like they know, like they're themselves. I feel like I'm more myself when I have a drink or two. There's a lot of people like this, okay? In my personal history, I've gone through so many different levels of addiction, so many different battles with addiction, and I've tried almost every substance out there. So it's not, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not a bad thing. It's just that there's not the awareness that there's the addict that's there. If there's an awareness that you're an addict, awesome. Okay, and then you can do something about it. If you're in denial that you're an addict, that's a whole nother story. And if you're totally unaware that there's any sort of addiction at all, then you're at the bottom of the barrel. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with substance. It's all part of the God force. It was brought here, and it's here for a reason. It's here to awaken consciousness. It's here to bring us out of our slumber, to create a whole new paradigm, a shift in thinking. And it's a medicine as well. There's a positive and a negative to everything. And yet, when we fall into an addiction, when we lose our truth, our heart, our soul, our spirit to a substance, when we give over our life force to a substance saying, yeah, I need this cigarette to calm down. If I don't have my cigarettes, I can't relax. Then you're powerless. Then your power is in the substance. You bow down to the cigarette. Okay? So be careful of what you bow down to, right? Are you bowing down to a substance that you want to bow down to, that you feel proud? You could stand up in a crowd of all the people that you know in your life, your friends and family, and say, yeah, this is God. This substance is God. And you feel really good about that. Can you feel like this is who you really are and who you really want to be? Okay, so take a deeper look at yourself. Be really, really honest with yourself at what you're making God, what you're bowing down to every day. Okay, what you are taking into your body as, you know, the thing that is going to bring you to your truth, to who you are, to who you want to be. And is it really working? Right? Yeah, with alcohol, maybe for a moment you get all loose and free and you have no inhibitions and you're funny and you're creative and you're outgoing. But then there's the hangover, there's the dumbness. You get dumbed down and just kind of just stupid about everything. You make stupid mistakes like smashing into a tree and killing yourself. So there's a lot of things that, you know, that they're very, very paradoxical. And this aspect of drugs, substance abuse, just substances in general, is one to really, really just be aware of, because it's everywhere. It's happening all around you. And if you're not aware of it, you're a slave to it, because it's having an effect on you, because you're swimming in an ocean of people who are addicted on some level to something. And maybe it's not a substance. Maybe you're in a group of people that their addiction is to, you know, yoga or meditation or something where they just can't get enough of it and they're just high on it. And so there's another level of addiction. There's always these other levels. You can get addicted to thought, to emotion. Okay? So there's all these different levels of where we get hooked. And so the thing is not to judge yourself. Because where you are at, you may think it's pretty low, but it's actually pretty high compared to the person who's down here. You know, and maybe you're not so high compared to the person that's way up there as far as their level of freedom from addiction. So we're always in the middle. You know, out of 7 billion people, you're going to be in the middle. Okay? So just accept the fact that you're okay as you are, and there's still room to grow. There's still room to evolve. There's still room to create a sense of a new, improved, amazing experience of you. And that can be easily done by replacing any sort of substance in your life with just breathing. Just letting go of the substance and just focusing on the breath. And breathing that energy up the spine. And yes, breathing can be an addiction too, but it's a very healthy one. It's a conscious one. It brings you into your highest level of consciousness. Because it's natural. It's something you've done since you were brought into the world. You took your first breath coming out of the womb. That's the first thing you did, was breathe. And it's the last thing you'll do when you die. So get to know your breath. Your breath is sacred. It can bring you to such a high, such an incredible expanded state of energy, consciousness, emotion, awareness. You can go deep into your darkest wound and process out all of that muck and find a sense of healing and well-being inside yourself just through breathing. Breathing and welcoming the breath into the feeling. The breath is so powerful. It's an amazing thing to worship. If you're going to worship something, worship your breath. Because there's energy in there. There's consciousness coming into you. And you're releasing things that don't necessarily serve you. You're letting go of the heaviness and bringing in the lightness. And maybe some days you need to be more heavy, more grounded, more rooted, and let go of the light, fluffy, rainbow, unicorn world. Okay, so it's, you know, there's a balance to life. Substances have its place in the world, and yet just know where you are at in your relationship to it. That's the most important thing, is be honest with yourself. And notice, how is it affecting your relationships? Your friends, family, your lovers, the people closest to you, they will tell you how good or bad you are in your level of addiction, how healthy or unhealthy you are. They'll let you know. And you can just ask them. If they don't tell you, just say, what do you think? Do you think I'm an alcoholic? I drink every weekend with everybody else. But can you stop? Can you go 90 days and not have withdrawal symptoms? Okay? Can you not try to replace it with something else? Right? So these are the things that, you know, can really bother us because we don't feel like we're a wholesome, you know, grounded, healed human being anymore. I've got a problem now. Oh my gosh, I don't want to look at this. I've got to deal with this. I'd rather just ignore this guy. You know? Addiction? Nah. You know? But the honesty is your best friend, because honesty is going to take you deeper into the truth of who you are, into your freedom, into your spiritual growth, which is where you're really going to find joy, happiness, enlightenment, right? It's all about reaching higher level of enlightenment, feeling what it's like to be spiritually connected to your soul, this eternal being that you are. Okay? So, take a look. Take a look at what your substance is, what your crutch is in life. And if it's not a physical substance, look at, maybe it's an emotional substance. Maybe it's a mental substance. You know? Check it out. Check out what's going on inside you. And just be honest. No judgment. There's no right or wrong. Just find out where you are. And then see, what is it going to take for you to feel lighter, freer, more amazing? If you want to feel more amazing, this is the key. It's easy. It's a simple 1-2-3 step process. It's letting it go. Maybe go to an AA group. Learn what it takes. The 12-step program to let go of addiction. There's all sorts of different types of addiction that they have. All sorts of different these groups that support you. So there's, you've got support. It's out there. It's just about looking for it and finding out where you're stopped, where you're blocked. And who knows, maybe your friends and family, they can sympathize with you and they can help you to just move through on your own. Or maybe you can do it all alone. Who knows? You know? But the thing is to just be honest with where you're at. Okay? So yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town. And he is bringing a load of amazing, juicy gifts for you. The most amazing gift is yourself. Your true self. That is full of joy, laughter, love, appreciation, freedom, all the goodies inside of you. So, take care. Be well. You have to let it all go. Fear, doubt, and disbelief.